Okay. This would be a hearing, a roll hearing for Frank Boykins, B-O-Y-K-I-N, ADC number 039873. Just for the record, this one was assigned, I had assigned this one to Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. He's unable to be here at this particular time. However, he did provide me with a statement, and I'm going to provide his statement to the board at this time for the record. And his statement is that this is a waived parole hearing for a 412B, that is parole to his next consecutive sentence, or a 411 absolute discharge. Mr. Boykins is currently serving a death or life sentence for murder, first degree. He became parole eligible on May 22nd, 2006, and he began his sentence on May 22nd, 1981. If parole, he would go to his next consecutive sentence for aggravated robbery to complete a 10-year sentence. According to the Institution Progress Report dated October 17, 2017, Mr. Boykins stated he does not want to be released from prison. He is serving a life sentence and stated, quote, "I have been in prison for 41 years and I have gotten nothing for me outside. And I have gotten nothing for me outside," end of quote. His last listed violation was in 2012 for disobeying a verbal and in 2013 for disrupting count. He was found guilty of both, which were minor violations. Mr. Boykins has not completed any programming recently. Parole hearing, Mr. Boykins was granted a parole hearing in December 2005 for a 412A regular parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge, which was denied. He was again granted the same parole hearing in June 2006, which at that time he was granted a 412A regular parole. In December 2008, his parole was revoked. After his revocation, he's had 18 of the same parole hearings, which were all denied. The present offense represents Mr. Boykins' 6 felony convictions. He has been in and out of prison since 1979 for offenses including burglary, child molestation, armed robbery, first degree murder, and trafficking in stolen property. He is currently serving a life sentence in prison for his involvement in a murder in 1980. He was paroled in 2006, as I've stated, and he was revoked in 2008. In June 2008, Mr. Boykins and his partner, Keith, gave a female subject $10 to buy some crack cocaine, and she never returned. They went into the apartment to look for her and approached the victim, who was retarded, and asked where the female lived. When he didn't give them the information, they assaulted and robbed him. And this is the information that's been provided to the board by the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. And based upon that, I would be prepared to listen to any additional information that any other board member would like to include for Mr. Boykins. And that's B-O-Y-K-I-N is his name. Any further information that any board member wishes to include? Therefore, based upon the information contained his warrant, I am going to move to find that Mr. Boykins, that is Frank Boykins, B-O-Y-K-I-N, ADC number 039873, he would be denied for a 412B, that he has moved to his next consecutive sentence, or absolute discharge, and that would not be a set off because the crime took place before 1984, and that is my motion to deny at this time.
Second. Agreed.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Paulides and Mr. Neal, and reasons for denial are as follows: serious and violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, in this case multi-victims, victim harassment, because when he went with this retarded person, he did harass him. And I would also point out that he had violated previous probation or parole in the past, and he had a prior criminal history, and well, he did, a release plan was not necessary, therefore we did not have one. In terms of being present today, we did have, I believe, no, I don't see any letters, therefore I'm going to also include no family or community support. Those are the reasons that I've studied for the denial. Is there any others that we should include, the board members? Hearing no other ones, therefore this will end the hearing for Mr. Frank Barkin, ADC number 039873, and he has been denied, and he will be certified by the Department of Corrections to come before this board again in approximately 6 months, at which time he will be placed on the calendar for another hearing. This will end Mr. Barkin's hearing. Thank you.